6. Saturday was a full week in his new home. Nate wanted to mark the day and remembered the sun deck on the roof. Sitting out with a beer sounded like a great way to end his first week and start the weekend. He headed down to the stairwell and followed it up the extra flight to the roof. There was a metal fire door with a crash bar on it. Posted on the wall next to the door was a list of rules for using the sun deck, which seemed to amount to "don't be a dick about it." A note was stuck to the metal door with a blue X, one of the magnetic letters kids used on the fridge. "Zela is here." Nate wondered what it meant. He hit the bar and sunlight flooded the stairwell. He stepped out and let the door swing shut behind him. A huge block of bricks dominated the front half of the roof. Nate guessed it was maybe 10 feet high and even longer on the side flanking the stairwell. It was as if the architect had built one apartment for another floor and then given up. There was a weather-beaten door next to the stairs. There was no knob, but it had 3 half-rusted padlocks on it. The back half of the roof was a wooden deck that looked like it should have been on a ski lodge or a Malibu beach house. It was 25 feet on each side and stood 2 feet above the tar paper roof on short, squat legs. The planks were faded and dry, but not enough to seem dangerous. 3 wide steps led him up onto the platform. He could see downtown, the Hollywood sign, the observatory, and more. The whole city stretched around him in a vibrant panorama. It was one of those views that reminded him Los Angeles was a lot more than traffic, concrete, and graffiti. 6 deck chairs were scattered around the deck facing all directions. On the back corner was a large mesh cabana, the kind people kept in backyards. Near the center sat a squat piece of metal. After a moment, Nate realized it was a fire pit. He'd seen setups like this in movies and commercials. It was tough accepting this was his place now. He took a hit off his beer and let it soak in.
"You're the new guy, right?"
Lying on a chair he'd walked past was the woman with neon blue hair, the one he'd glimpsed before. Up close, he guessed she was a couple years younger than him. She had on a set of Wayfarer sunglasses. And nothing else. Nate's eyes flitted past her to gaze back at the fire door. "Yeah," he said. "Just moved in last weekend." He saw her nod in his peripheral vision.
"In 28, right? Far corner?"
"I guess so, yeah." He shifted his gaze from the fire door to the oversized brick structure. It didn't have any windows he could see, just the padlocked door. Another half-seen nod from the woman.
"I'm in 21, opposite corner."
"Ah." He took another drink and focused on the distant observatory.
"Oh, for God's sake," she said. "They're just tits. You've seen tits before in your life, right?"
Nate made a point of looking her in the eyes. He hoped it came across a lot more casual than it felt. "Twice now," he said. "3 times if you count the internet." She grinned.
"Zela."
"What's that mean?"
"I saw it on the sign." "It's my name. Zela."
She pronounced it so it rhymed with Leela. She held out her hand. "Nate." He shook the hand. She had a solid grip. Zela wasn't naked, he realized, just topless. Her bikini bottoms didn't hide much, though. Her body was lean, and her arms and shoulders had 3 or 4 tattoos each, or maybe 1 elaborate one. He didn't want to let his eyes drift down far enough to check. Her sky-colored hair dusted her shoulders. She'd gone the extra step and dyed her eyebrows, too.
"You all moved in already?"
"Yeah, I didn't have much stuff. Finished unpacking a couple days ago."
"You like it so far?"
He glanced out at the city.
"Well, it's got a great view."
He winced as soon as the words left his lips and tried to drown them with the bottle.
"Pathetic,"
she sighed. She grabbed a shirt from a pile at the foot of the deck chair and shrugged it over her shoulders.
"You can look now," she said as she threaded a pair of buttons. "The awful things are hidden from your sensitive eyes."
"Sorry," he said. "It's just an odd way to meet the neighbors."
"That's why there's a sign up on the door."
"Yeah, but when I saw it, I thought, Zela is here might have something to do with Scientology."
"Ouch, nothing personal." "No, you're right. Most folks in the building know what it means and just leave me alone out here."
He glanced back at the door. "Sorry, did you want privacy?"
"If I cared about privacy, Nate, would I sunbathe nude on the roof of my building? It's just a body. What's the point getting worked up over it?"
"Fair enough."
"I mean, if it makes you feel better, I'm picturing you naked right now, giving you the benefit of the doubt in a few places too." Step towards me and to the left.
What?
One step forward, maybe a foot and a half left.
He moved and his shadow fell across her face. She smiled and pushed the sunglasses onto the top of her head. Her eyes were bright blue, too. She tapped his leg with her foot.
Thanks. That's better.
She took a good look at him.
So what do you do, Nate?
Do?
For a living. For fun. To make life interesting.
He shrugged. I work in an office. Zila's face fell.
I'm so sorry for you.
He took another hit off his beer. Why say that? Maybe I love my job.
Do you?
He smirked. No.
Nobody sane loves working in an office, she said. It's against human nature to be locked up in a cubicle all day long.
Who said anything about a cubicle? She grinned. It was a tight, thin smile.
If you had a big office, you'd have lied and said you loved your job.
He shrugged again and finished off the beer. Maybe if I had a big office, I really would love my job. Zila shook her head.
You're not that messed up.
How do you know? You just met me.
You're uncomfortable seeing your hot neighbor topless even though I told you I was okay with it. If you were messed up, you'd have just stared.
I wanted to stare, he told her. I just thought it would make things awkward in the laundry room later.
Not really. I do my laundry nude, too. That way I can clean everything at once.
Really?
No, of course not. That'd be weird.
He sat down on one of the other chairs. She knocked her sunglasses back down over her eyes as he set the empty bottle down on the deck. So, what do you do, Zila, aside from making the new guy uncomfortable?
Guess.
Why?
Because I like to see what people say.
He looked at her hair and the tattoos peeking out of her shirt around her neck. The collar was short with little points, and he realized it was an old plain front tuxedo shirt. She'd only done two buttons because that's all there was. The rest of them were buttonholes for studs, and the shirt was dotted with pinpricks of color.
I'm going to go with artist, he said.
Very good. What gave me away? You've got paint on your shirt, a lot on the sleeves.
You're amazing, my dear Sherlock, she said.
Most guys just see the hair and the tits and go for stripper, although I think you would have been one of the classy ones who said exotic dancer. Glad to know I measure up. So you're a painter?
Paint, sculpture, whatever the creative urge drives me to.
She picked up a cell phone from the pile of clothes and glanced at the time.
Anyway, it's been nice meeting you, Nate from 28, but if you don't mind, I want to get some more sun before I go to work.
You on a deadline?
Sweet, but no, I've got a shift waiting tables.
I thought you were an artist.
Art is what I do, she said, but it's not my job.
She unfastened one of the buttons and shooed him away.
Next time, bring enough beer for the whole class.
He picked up his bottle and walked back to the fire door. The structure next to it loomed over him and he stopped at the padlocked door.
Hey, he called back. They're already out. She waved the shirt over her head like a flag. I'm not covering up again.
What is this thing anyway?
What?
She sat up on the chair and gave him a flash of bare shoulder. This? Nate pointed at the block of bricks.
It's the what's it for the elevator, she said. That's what Oscar told me.
The elevator?
Yeah, all the motors and cables and stuff.
He took a few steps around the corner of the structure. It was larger than his apartment. Kind of big, isn't it? Zila shrugged and vanished behind her chair again.
It's an old building, she said. They had to make stuff bigger back then, you know?